Blog Talk Radio.
Say it loud. I'm blacks. Black and I'm proud. Say it loud. I'm blacks. B-L-A-X. Black. B-L-A-C-K. And proud. Say it loud. Capital B, capital L, capital A, capital X. Capital B, capital L, capital A, capital C.
Jambo. Hello. Kiswahili. How y'all doing? How's everything been going? Excellent. Welcome once again to Blacks, B-L-A-X, Black, B-L-A-C-K, radio. This radio station is committed to those who created and changed the whole wide world. Peter Polly, go ahead, wool of a lamb. Today we're going to be talking about Sir Mr. Willie Johnson. He created the egg beater. Thanks to him, this was the forerunner to the blender. Now, as I stated time and time again, that our foreparents create that which makes the whole wide world go around. His patent was issued February 5th, 1884. He was not. He was not the first colored person to receive a patent. That honor went to Thomas L. Jennings, a New York tailor who developed a new dry cleaning process in 1821. But anyhow, what Mr. Johnson had really invented was an early mixing machine, not just an egg beater. His egg beater was a mixer for eggs, batter, other baker's ingredients. It was a double-acting machine with two chambers. Batter could be beaten in one section, and egg could be beaten in another section, or one section could be cleaned while the other section could continue beating. Once again, when you think about the blender, notice that the pictures that you're looking at are the pictures of the egg beater, which was, you could say, was the forerunner to the blender. Anyhow, as I looked around and I was trying to find more inventions by Mr. Johnson, there was none. But this, by in and of itself, is more than enough. Because as always in stating, the first and foremost aspect of the game is to acknowledge those who have the feet upon the goal, those who have the head of water around, those who created something to make the whole wide world easier to maneuver in. As always, a Sunday sign. Thank you very much. Moja Kupenda, one love. Baraka, blessings. Amani Kutoku, from above.